10 years ago today, much of the Midwest waited anxiously as the Mississippi River crested in St. Louis. That marked the beginning of the end of the most costly flood in U.S. history. In the decades since, life has largely returned to normal, but the Mississippi and Missouri rivers remain as powerful as ever. Some who live near the banks worry that some lessons from the 93 flood have already been forgotten. From member station KWMU, Tom Weber has this report.
Millions of people climb the 64 steps to the base of St. Louis's Gateway Arch each year with the goal of going to the top of the structure. But there's one monument right on the steps that many people walk right by. Bob Moore, the Gateway Arch's historian, points to a small plaque that marks the highest step that was underwater 10 years ago. That's when the river was at 49 and a half feet, almost 20 feet above flood stage.
I thought of a flood as being like the old pictures of the Johnstown flood where a dam breaks and there's just this huge rush of water that, you know, rushes by a location. And the flood here in the Midwest in 1993 was just this slow progression as water started to rise.
Contrary to popular belief, the arch never closed and was itself never flooded. But many aspects of life along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers shut down in the summer of 1993. Meteorologist Jim Cramper is with the National Weather Service. He says a wet winter, lots of snow upstream, and a huge amount of spring rain combined to make the flood extraordinary.
There were people that had never before been flooded, and suddenly it was on their doorstep, and they were just dumbfounded. You know, this is not supposed to happen here.
Levees broke up and down the rivers, which closed many bridges. 50 people died. More than 500 counties in 9 states were designated disaster areas, and flood costs approached $20 billion. After the flood, the federal government bought thousands of homes to move people out of the floodplain. A number of those were here in Valmire, Illinois, a town of 900 located about 4 miles from the banks of the Mississippi. Today, Little League games draw their usual crowds, but 10 years ago today, after 2 levees broke, this field and the whole town were swallowed by the river. At that time, with the shock of the flood and its awesome power, Mayor Dennis Knobloch spoke at a village board meeting of an ambitious plan to move the whole town.
When we get done, we'll have a Valmire that will be similar in shape, form, and size to what we've had before, except it's going to be up the map a little bit. And basically we'll have the potential for future damage lessened. Everybody's sitting there looking dumbfounded.
Today, the new Valmire is perched on a nearby bluff and is still growing. And the former Mayor Knobloch is now County Clerk Knobloch.
We're a little bit behind where we hoped we would be at this point in home starts and population, but we're very happy with the direction things are going here.
In the 10 years since the flood, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which manages the rivers, has worked on 10 levee projects, either raising current levees or building new ones from the ground up. One levee, just west of St. Louis, has been raised high enough to allow stores like Walmart to build in this floodplain in an area known as Chesterfield Valley. This ever-growing strip mall is now billed as the largest in the country, but 10 years ago, this entire valley was under 12 feet of muddy, dirty water laced with raw sewage. The Corps' Dave Leake says that while the changes made since the 93 flood make living near the Mississippi safer, they won't prevent another flood.
The water can get just as high as it did before. There's nothing been done to change that. I think that in certain areas, that people can breathe a lot easier.
But critics of the Corps' efforts say too many levees and too much building in floodplains could make future floods even worse. Bob Chris studies rivers at Washington University in St. Louis.
It would be one thing to protect regions like downtown St. Louis with levees and flood walls, but it's quite another matter to have hundreds of miles of levees lining both sides of the river.
In other words, Chris says levees are river walls that leave nowhere for regular floodwaters to go except up. It's a debate that's sure to continue. River managers say they've bought enough houses in the floodplain and built enough levees to minimize any damage from that next big flood. But critics of this approach say that while changing the river might make floods less damaging, it all but assures there will be more of them in the future. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Louis.